This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now, joining us on the show, we have a very special guest ahead of their Fringe Festival show. Welcome to Mix Well. Hello.
Cheers, Becca. It's very cool to be here.
How are you going today?
I'm going good. It's just been a mad day of catching up with admin and all the boring stuff that happens when you decide to do a comedy show.
Oh, I never knew there was boring stuff to a comedy show. But I suppose...
I know, right? Like, you get into it thinking you're just going to tell jokes, make people laugh, but then people want you to look at emails and respond to things, and then you got to set up Facebook events. It's... Oh, my goodness. It's too much.
How dare they?
How dare they?
So you are performing as a part of the Dunedin Fringe Festival. Your show is called Gender Marxist. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired this show?
Absolutely. So this is my debut comedy show. I've been doing comedy for about 5 years now, and this was the first show that I did that was all mine. I did it at the start of last year, and it is a combination of two things that I cannot stop thinking about, gender and Marxism. The easy one, of course, is Marxism, the study of the tensions between employers and employees and how that's going to inevitably bring down the whole capitalistic society that we're in. And gender is, of course, a kind of hat that we have to wear.
Yes, very complex, big ideas, very potentially heavy stuff for a comedy show.
A big part of it is, like, for me, when I do comedy, when I perform, if I have the opportunity to get a bunch of people in a room, I don't really want to waste that opportunity. So I want to talk about things that are important to me. It's still fun. Like, I'm not going to get in there and lecture everyone. I'm not old enough yet to do that. But a big part of the show was in response to Parliament occupation protest. I don't know. That might have been a local story in Wellington. I don't know if that made it down to Dunedin.
I don't read the news. Ignorance is bliss.
Fair enough. Well, basically, there were a bunch of people that were pro-COVID, and they thought that it didn't get a good enough shot, and so they occupied our fair city for some time, and it was pretty scary. And I wrote a lot of protest songs during that time, and so when it came to me writing my own show, because that, to me, is so linked to, you know, me being a transgender artist. I see the rise of anti-trans sentiment throughout the world, over in America and the UK, and also here. I was able to link that to the anti-trans sentiment we're seeing now. A big part of the show was sort of me being like, hey, this is scary, and I know it was, you know, like a silly thing that happened, but this is sort of the beginning of more things to come. And then after that show, that's when Posy Parker came to town, the anti-trans celebrity, and she kicked up a fuss there. And a lot of people messaged me saying, oh, how did you know that was happening? Are you some kind of seer, some kind of oracle? How could you possibly know that was going to happen? And I just said, you just listen to what these people say. You just pay attention. And so with the second time I did the show in Auckland, it was in response to Posy Parker because I'd written a bunch of protest songs during that time. And now I'm doing it again in Otapoti in Dunedin, and it's in response to the government. This show just keeps responding to the things that keep happening around us.
Yeah. No, that's always always good to turn things that happen around you into some form of art.
Mm. Yeah, otherwise I just go nuts.
Yeah, definitely. So the show is a musical comedy. Give us a brief definition of what that is, what people can expect from a musical comedy?
Okay, so musical comedy, for me, I go back to my inspirations, which, you know, Flight of the Conchords, obviously, Bo Burnham, yeah. Big one for me, Bill Bailey, I grew up, playing in bands, trying to be the whole singer-songwriter sort of person. Then eventually, the songs I was writing, they just had too many jokes in them for me to take them to, like a local gig. I was like, nah, I don't want to get rid of the jokes. I really enjoy the jokes. So over the last few while, I ended up playing some at a cabaret show, and they were like, oh, this is, you should do this, like, as comedy. So that's what I've been doing. But like, where that comes from for me is, I feel like I can do whatever I like on stage as long as it makes people laugh. And the thing that I love to do on stage is play guitar, play piano, write big old backing tracks, where I think about very seriously, oh, how is this going to musically be interesting? And, you know, like, what's fun to play on guitar and all that. And none of these things that I'm working on make the songs funnier. None of them are, you know, contributing to the comedy of it all. But it's what I want to do. So people who enjoy music, I've often been told that my songs get stuck in people's heads. And that's great. I love doing that. Unfortunately, a lot of those songs are things like, I put something up my butt today, oh, you know.
Oh, no. That's a dilemma.
Very silly. It's very silly, yeah. That song is called Up My Butt, and you have to come to the show to find out what it was. You'll just have to.
Oh, nice.
Here I go, yeah.
So I'm a sociology student, mm-hmm. So I heard the name gender Marxist, and I wanted to ask you if you have a favorite sociological theorist. This might be quite a big question, but I thought maybe it might be Karl Marx, just taking a stab in the dark.
That's very interesting. That is the most interesting question I've ever been asked.
thank you.
Funnily enough, no. Karl Marx, I've read a bunch of Karl Marx. As a Marxist, it's hard to avoid Karl Marx.
Yes.
But my in for Marxism specifically is actually an economist named Richard Wolff.
Mm.
Wolff with two Fs, I believe. He's an American economist. He's about 80 years old. He's been studying economics through a Marxist lens for most of their time. And he's got all these lectures, and he does a weekly update. He calls it Economic Update. And most economists are foolish people that have been taught many theories, many equations to justify the things that are happening around us.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Wolff, however, is able to put a lot of things into the context of like greater history. I don't know if any of this is funny or interesting, but this is what I get like obsessed about.
he talks about
the economics right now. So we live in an economic system, capitalism. Before that, it was like slavery, chattel slavery. And before that, it was feudalism. You know, every economic system is just like any living being. It's born, it grows, it slows down, and then it dies.
Yes.
Every economic system. Now, the capitalistic system that we're in isn't very old. It's very young compared to many other systems that we could be making our society around. And it falls apart every 4 to 7 years, and everyone can feel it sort of straining under the pressure. I mean, you just look at like someone like Christopher Luxon, for example. He's someone that, you know, he's beat the capitalist system. He's exactly where he wants to be. And so he does not think it's at all a silly thing for him to take 52 grand of taxpayer money. He doesn't understand why that would piss people off. And those are the people that are at the top. People like to think it's, you know, some big conspiracy, when in reality, they're a bunch of fools up there, and they can't comprehend what's happening. And Richard Wolff, I really, really appreciate. He has a lot of like long lectures on YouTube that I listen to.
Thank you for answering my very nerdy question.
That's okay. I hope your listeners appreciate this.
Yes. Shout out, Christopher Luxon. So, are there any shows that you plan on attending during the Fringe Fest while you're down here?
That is a fantastic question. And one that I should have already had my information on me immediately. I do know that there is a show that's running while I'm there next week. It's called, now this is not a swear word because there's a PH here.
Okay.
But it's called Get Fucked with PH, so it's not actually a swear word.
Yes, that's allowed.
And that's at Tafari or Rukutia. I can't read my own handwriting here. and that's, I'm actually going to be in one of the shows, but it's a special guest each show. It runs from, I believe, March 20th to March 23rd. And they're bringing a bunch of comedians together. And they're not telling us what to expect. It's a game show.
Oh, no.
They told us that we can do some comedy at the top, but they're going to surprise us with some silly things. But I don't know. I don't really know what to expect there. There's also a drag show happening after my show on the Friday. So, I'll say the dates now. my show is from the 21st to the 23rd of March.
Beautiful.
And that is at Yours Cafe at 43 Moray Place. Mm-hmm. It's 7 o'clock. You can get tickets on the Dunedin Fringe Festival website. And the show that happens after mine on the 22nd, on the Friday, is a drag show. I don't have the actual name of it. I mean, damn it. But there's a big drag show that's happening after mine. So you can come to my show on the 22nd and do a double feature with some drag afterwards.
Yes.
It's going to be fantastic.
And they can find all that information on the Dunedin Fringe Festival website, along with information for your show and to get tickets. That is correct, yes?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. I'm flying to Dunedin on the Monday coming, and that's when I'm going to try to get as stuck in as I can to see as much as I can. Because this will be my first time in Dunedin for about four or five years. Mm. This is my first time performing comedy. So I'm very keen to get super stuck in and see what kind of community scene you got down there.
Yeah, get stuck into it. There's a lot of great shows. I'm really biased. I love the live music scene down here. So, make yourself at home and really get stuck in once you're down here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very, very keen. And, I know everyone says this, but, yeah, I want a mutton pie. It's been a long time. That's the place to get mutton pies. I want them.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show and chatting about your show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And for anyone listening who is interested in the show, you can find tickets on the Dunedin Fringe Festival website.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.